Let's get back to our top story, Hurricane Florence. The city of New Bern, North Carolina, is among those already feeling the storm's impacts. Rescue efforts are underway. And joining us now from New Bern is Amber Parker, a spokesperson for Craven County. Amber, what are conditions like there now?
What we're seeing here in Craven County, of course, we have this flood, storm surge, wind. We're certainly happy now to at least have daylight on our side. It was a little dark there for several hours to where it made rescue operations much more difficult.
And New Bern is right on the water there, right?
It is. It's right where the Neuse River and Trent River come together.
And so have you seen flooding from that, from the water sources?
Oh, yes, we have, especially from the Neuse River. The storm surge actually started pushing up yesterday, you know, as winds come in, and then we have different water levels based on high tide. And so, yeah, we've seen a lot of river flooding.
Are the roads passable?
No, we have, well, some roads are passable, but there are a lot of roads that are impassable due to water. And that started yesterday afternoon, and that continues today.
So tell us about the rescue efforts going on there in New Bern where you are.
Yes, right now we have currently five Swiftwater rescue teams out assisting individuals, including, we also have the Louisiana Cajun Navy out there, and they are out there just trying to get to people as fast as they can. We have people trapped by the storm surge and flooding waters, getting to the steps of their house. We've had it reported to where it's over mailboxes, to the stairs of homes, even first, second floors to where people are having to get on their roofs.
How many people are trapped?
I don't have an exact number of the people trapped. I do know we have more than 100 calls, and the calls usually have multiple individuals who need assistance. I do know specifically one call that came in. There were 9 people who needed help.
Hmm. So does this mean that people weren't listening to evacuation orders?
Right. That's what I would think. Craven County did issue a state of emergency on Monday, and Tuesday morning issued a voluntary evacuation for the low-lying areas of Craven County. And by 2 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, that voluntary evacuation had turned into a mandatory evacuation. And our Craven County shelters currently have 939 residents in them.
Now, you're talking to us on a landline telephone. Do people have service in order to call you and tell you that they're in trouble, or are they calling from their landlines?
I'm not sure which numbers they're actually calling from. Our phones have been ringing. It slowed down a little bit this morning compared to what it was when it first started getting dark, but we are getting phone calls. Messages are also coming from family members of individuals who are trapped, reporting that their phone batteries are about to die. And, of course, now we've had people without power over the night, and so we don't really know if we're getting less calls because less people are trapped or if it's that they don't have phone coverage to call.
How are you doing personally?
Personally, I'm doing great. This is my third hurricane that I have worked, my second one with Craven County. Of course, I live in New Bern. I'm a property owner here. I have friends that live here and have property here and work here, and it's devastating to see our beautiful community and parts of it underwater and, you know, to even worry about my own home. I don't know what the status of it is.
You don't know what the status of your own home is?
No, I don't. I live in Riverbend. One of the areas where people were having to be rescued off their roofs.
Wow. Well, good luck to you, and thanks so much
for
taking a few minutes for us, Amber.
Thank you, absolutely.
And we will continue to follow that story and all of the impacts of Hurricane Florence. That was Amber Parker, spokesperson for Craven County, North Carolina.